This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's not just federal stimulus that had been dropping off. Some bans on evictions during pandemic are expiring, meaning people who don't pay may have to find somewhere else to live. In the state of Maine, courts resumed hearing eviction cases in August, and policymakers and housing advocates are planning for a new wave of need. Maine Public Radio's Robbie Feinberg has that story.
Becca Gildred unlocks the door to a tiny building in coastal Rockport, Maine. It's traditionally been used by her agency, the Knox County Homeless Coalition, for meetings and classes. But today, there are cans stacked to the ceiling.
Right now, it's warehousing extra food because of, you know, trying to meet the need from day one at COVID. We did not stop.
The agency serves about 400 people across three rural coastal counties. Executive Director Stephanie Prim says its clients are often working families, people who can't find an affordable place to live as local real estate prices have skyrocketed. The pandemic has only made things harder.
When people were forced to stay home together and there were already tenuous situations, we saw a lot of people getting kicked out of those situations.
And she says continued economic woes could leave many more people needing help. The federal government announced in September that it was halting evictions through the end of the year for certain renters who show they can't afford rent because of the pandemic. But the Aspen Institute still estimates that more than 30 million could be at risk of eviction.
And we're anticipating a significant increase in need over the next 6 months.
In Maine, agencies have opened temporary shelters and rented out entire hotels to handle the need so far. And the state has put aside more than $15 million to help some people who can't afford their rent because of the pandemic. It'll provide $1,000 a month for up to 3 months. For the long term, Maine Housing Director Dan Brennan says he wants to rethink the state's homeless services system to build more affordable housing, plus smaller, scattered shelters across the state.
Going back to a system where people are congregated tightly into a building for a short period of time and then back out onto the street doesn't strike me that we should go back to that.
But in the short term, advocates are trying to get people housed now. That's urgent heading into the colder months in a state known for its long, harsh winters. In Knox County, Maine, I'm Robbie Feinberg for Marketplace.